I'd like to invite Dr. Joe Irwin from UNC Chapel Hill to the podium to present the abstract entitled Lenacapravir with BNAbs GS5423 and 2872 dosed every 6 months in people with HIV.
Terrific. Hi, everybody. I'm really pleased to present this study on our three long-acting agents on behalf of my colleagues on the team, and then also all the participants, all the site staff, and all the investigators. So the background here is that we assembled three very long-acting agents. We started with tiropivimab, which other people might know as 3BNC117, which is a CD4 binding site antibody, and zinlarivimab, which people may know as 101074, which binds to the V3 loop of the HIV envelope. And both of these antibodies were modified to be long-acting and have a half-life of 60 to 80 days. It's estimated that people with subtype B would be 50% of people with subtype B would be sensitive to both antibodies, and about 90% would be sensitive to at least one of the antibodies. And we hypothesize if we combine these two BNAbs with a small molecule inhibitor with a similar half-life, that we may have a therapeutic regimen that could be given every 26 weeks for people suppressed with HIV. So what's the partner? Well, the partner is lenacapavir. Many of you are very familiar with lenacapavir. It's a first-in-class small molecule capsid inhibitor. It's given subcutaneously every 6 months. It's an approved agent for people with treatment-resistant virus. But here we're investigating whether lenacapavir with two broadly neutralizing antibodies may sustain HIV suppression for 6 months. So here's the study design as it started out. It was a randomized 1B study, so a very early pilot study of both efficacy and safety. There were two different doses of zinlarivimab that were tested. So that one was blinded. Everybody got the three agents, but the dose of zinlarivimab was blinded. The participants were people living with HIV, suppressed on therapy for at least 18 months. They had to have a CD4 count greater than 500 and a CD4 nadir greater than 350, mainly for safety. And critically important, with DNA phenotyping, they had to be sensitive to both assays, BNAbs at baseline. The study had to be modified, though, because lenacapavir went on clinical hold during the study. That was not due to any clinical characteristic of lenacapavir, but due to an interaction with lenacapavir with its vial that it was stored in. So this is the amended study design. So same inclusion criteria, obviously. But instead of two administrations separated by 26 weeks, we had only a single administration. Patients continued and were monitored every 4 weeks. And then at week 26, they went back to their oral therapy. The administration is oral lenacapavir for 2 days. That's the load, 600 milligrams orally. Two injections on the first day subcutaneously, and then the infusions of the BNAbs also on the first day. This is the participant disposition. 126 participants were screened, and 55 met the susceptibility criteria. 12% of the assays did not yield a result. And then of the 55 people who were sensitive, 21 were actually randomized. 18 of those that didn't go on to study were people that were actually eligible but couldn't enroll because of the clinical hold. And then 16 were excluded for some other eligibility criterion. 21 people were randomized. One individual decided to, after taking the oral lenacapavir, decided he wasn't going to get the injections or the infusions. So that person was continued, obviously, and followed part of the safety cohort. And that ended up being 10 people in each arm in the efficacy component of the study. There is a really nice poster that you can now see electronically that goes through the susceptibility testing that was done on baseline by Lisa Seltzer. So the demographics, people were median age 44, 18 of the 21 were men, 3 were black, 7 were Latino or Hispanic. The median CD4 was about 900. They'd been on therapy for a median of 2.6 years, their baseline therapy, and they were diagnosed on a median of 8.2 years previous. This is the results. Now, remember, this is 20 people. So those big bars, those are 9 out of 10 people remain suppressed for the entire 26-week duration. One participant chose at week 12 to go back on oral therapy. Obviously, that person was followed and maintained suppression. And then one person had virologic rebound, and I'll show you that in just a minute, and I'll go through that in detail. Safety and tolerability, basically most of the events were related to the injection and injection site reactions. There were no serious AEs, no grade 4 AEs, no discontinuation due to AEs. There was a cellulitis that occurred, erythema that occurred, both were thought to be grade 3, and one participant had an infusion reaction related to the antibody that was just grade 1 and resolved without intervention. This is the change in CD4. These are very high CD4 patients. There's quite a bit of variability, but basically there was no meaningful change over time. These are the pharmacokinetics of each of the drugs. This is tiopavimab here, and then zinlarivimab, and then at the two different doses. And you can see very tight confidence intervals, well above the susceptibility threshold that we used of 2 micrograms per ml. And then for lenacapavir, again, a little bit broader range, which is known about lenacapavir, and well above the IQ of 5 nanograms per ml through the entire 26-week duration. Here's our person that had virologic rebound. One viral load at week 16 was 155. The next one was 534. Because we were very careful with these participants in this very early phase study, he was started back on therapy and oral therapy and immediately suppressed. Unfortunately, we were unable to get resistance tests. The assays failed, but additional attempts at resistance testing are being done right now. Here are the pharmacokinetics for this individual. He's the dark red line. There really are no differences to the medians of the populations. In fact, his lenacapavir levels were somewhat higher. So the conclusions, I think this clearly demonstrates that a combination of bNAbs with lenacapavir can sustain virologic suppression for 6 months. There are 18 out of 20 people remain suppressed while only on after a single administration of the therapy. The agents were well tolerated. And I think this is the first step that demonstrates that we can offer long-acting suppression. And obviously, there's a lot more to do. There's a phase 2 study that will enroll a broader array of individuals that will start this year. And I really appreciate your time and your listening. Thank you very much.